when you think of the volcano exploding, the mountain, the mass that is there, or the material that is there, comes out rapidly in an explosive manner. It fragments, it breaks up into smaller pieces. Now, these smaller pieces most often go up in the air. And a lot of the activity we had so far was what might be called just open vent gushing of material. You have an explosion, it fragments the material into fine pieces. Now, for whatever reason, and we could speculate about that, when this new pattern started, the volcano had, in a sense, slowed down. It's beginning to get a bit more sluggish. And therefore, when it gets a bit more sluggish, it stops itself and it forms a bigger cap, say, to pressurize. And therefore, when it breaks up the pieces that comes out are bigger. And if they're bigger, then it doesn't have as much, the likelihood that they all go up in the air because it has to use more energy to get it up is decreased. So what happens sometimes is that they fall back. Instead of going all up in the air, it falls back on itself in a process that we call column collapse. Not dome collapse, but column collapse. In other words, the column of air, the column of gas and rocks and boulders, instead of going up in the air, it collapses on itself. And when it collapses on itself, it collapses on the mountain and it goes down the mountain. Often it follows the valleys, but is not confined to the valleys, but it follows the valleys like a river, but moving much faster than a river. And it moves down the mountainside. And because it's hot, because it have different size of rocks in it, because it have gas in it, because it's moving fast, virtually there are very few structures in the world that could stand up to the forces of that material going down mountainside.